Sister Spade here. Don't touch that doll now. We have previously discussed active and passive awaiting for the living Imam. May Allah hasten his reappearance. In today's program, we are going to be looking at what makes a pacifist a pacifist. In the essence of creation, we read that the living Imam has said, "From now on, I will not appear except by divine command," which will be after a long time when the hearts of the people will have become hardened and the world will have become full of injustice, tyranny, and oppression. This hints that hard-heartedness is one of the causes of oppression and injustice, and perhaps also the cause of the indifference in people's hearts that prevents them becoming active awaiters. So in essence, this hard-heartedness weighs down the pacifist and prevents him from performing any action for the cause of good and the reappearance of the living Imam, leading to all other vices, as we see in the events and situations surrounding Ashura in Karbala. Because although people, in essence the Ummah, were performing the outward motions of the Deen, they were inwardly and in reality hard-hearted, vile, and completely corrupt. And so we see that after the events of Karbala, the fourth Imam, Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, recognized the reality of the condition of the people and therefore spent the rest of his life prescribing its medicine. Sahifa Sajjadiyya and Risalatul Huquq were the result of that fourth Imam's life's work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Holy Quran in Surah Ar-Ra'd, "Allah changeth not the condition of a folk until they first change that which is in their hearts." And Imam Ali alayhi salam says that when our Qa'im rises, there will be no spite in people's hearts. And so we end our program by mentioning a hadith of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his progeny. He said that there is a lump of flesh in the body, which if it is healthy, the whole body is healthy. But if it is corrupt, then the whole body is also corrupt. And that is the heart. Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.